thousands of miles to the southeast, away from the smoke and wildfires in the west, is another kind of heat, Louisiana food. Commentator Baxter Black rounded up his brothers for a Cajun culinary tour.
The ad beckoned. See Louisiana by starlight, ultralight, or flashlight, paradise on the half shell. Two brothers and I went to see what it was all about. We rented a fancy car in Baton Rouge, drove across the Chaffalaya, and toured the kingdom of Acadiana, the home of Tabasco, Zydeco, and Overflow. The culture's like a big, slow river, working its way through the swamps and bayous. You don't so much see it as submerge in it. Next thing you know, you're floating in its thick waters. Suddenly, you're breathing the hot, humid air through your skin like insects do, and eating unidentified food. Etouffee? Sure, I'll try some. Delicious. What are these bones? Shellfish, lobsters, crabs, clams, oysters, crawfish, and armadillo claws abound on the menu. They are served in every imaginable fashion, all delicious in huge portions and high in calories. And they also rank at the top of the food chain in cholesterol. The good, you ask, or the bad? Friend, they're like horses and horse manure. You can't have one without the other. Well, on the last Saturday of our Bone Temps tour, we plan to start the morning at Fred's in Mamou. Live music begins at 9 a.m. The festivities are broadcast live on the radio, and for those of you who have become accustomed to catered events in modern hotels with air conditioning, assorted vegetable trays, and a wine bar, Fred's ambiance is a little earthier. Couples are dancing. Cajun music is loud. The beer is cold, and the place is packed, and you don't want to look at the floor. It's like being in a cave with the Chicago Bears. Everyone seems big and happy. Brother number three turned to us with a beer in his hand and said, I'm going outside. I think I'm having a heart attack. I forgot my nitroglycerin. Well, we lead him out on the sidewalk in the morning sun. He was the color of catfish tongue. Are you sure? We ask. Yes, brother number three replies. I'm experienced. Well, brother number four races back into the bar, finds the manager, who promptly steps to the microphone, stops the music, and asks from the bandstand, we've got a visitor having a heart attack. Anybody got any nitro? 46 people, over 200 pounds, raised their hands in unison. Well, they saved the day. Brother number three took their offering. Paramedics came and hauled him from the Mamou Hospital to the one in Lafayette, where he received bypass number two. In reminiscing, he speaks lovingly of our trip as the See Louisiana by Ambulance Tour, Paradise on a Gurney.
The comments of cowboy poet, philosopher, and former large animal vet Baxter Black.